Funny Criminals. Here's another part in our series on good, bad, and funny criminals.
Monkey business. Wine industry in trouble after invasion of monkeys.
The heart of the South African wine industry is in trouble. Groot Constantia is the oldest wine estate in South Africa and a national monument. It was established in 1685 and is famous for its production of high-quality red wines. But now it's under attack from a gang of baboons.
Apparently, the baboons have developed a taste for the grapes. They climb into the vineyards and stuff themselves on the tasty fruit. But it doesn't stop there. They aren't just eating the grapes, they're raiding our kitchens and ripping that thatch off the roofs. They're becoming increasingly bold and destructive, said Jean Naud, general manager at the vineyard. And things seem to be getting worse. Chickens, geese, peacocks, and even a Great Dane dog have been killed in the recent weeks by the baboons. Lunch parties in the garden are just now impossible, a homeowner said. It is so unrelaxing. We can't even leave a window open in the summer. We're under siege.
Locals and animal welfare groups are trying to find a solution. There are strict laws protecting baboons, and around 20 full-time baboon monitors are employed to guide them away from residential areas. That's clearly not working. Guards at the vineyard have tried everything, including banging sticks and waving plastic snakes at them, but not even a blast of a vuvuzela, the plastic horn made famous at the World Cup, seems to frighten them. Justin O'Reine of the Baboon Research Unit at the University of Cape Town isn't optimistic. As we take up more and more of their land, the conflict will increase.